G'day, and thank you for finding Right Country, Right Fire, a podcast about how Indigenous people use fire to care for country.
Putting the right fire into the right environment at the right time of the year. We do it for a bit of fuel reduction, but we also do it so the land can revive itself. If you do put a bit of fire on the ground in certain places, then it's like a medicine for earth.
You got to do the right thing by country, and you've got to support that country, and otherwise you don't have identity, and you don't have a healthy landscape. You can't survive.
I want to help everybody out to go back to traditional burning and keep their land back the way it used to be. And yeah, they're the heart of all this what's happening down here now. So yeah, it's a privilege of we coming down here to represent our grandfathers.
It's really an amazing thing to see the empowerment of Indigenous people and to show what they know while they're out on country practicing their knowledge and doing their cultural practice. And so it's really been an incredible journey.
And when we start to show them these things, they start to understand all walks of life, you know, from greenies to national parks to rural fires to just local landholders that are now all coming along and all getting on the same page. And it's just a real magical thing to watch.
National Indigenous Fire Workshop in beautiful Yuin country in the Shoal Haven, southern New South Wales.
Yolanga, welcome everyone. This country is Gamea Darawal country, that's a clan group of the Darawal. This place is named Bandarnun. Over the river is a different language, Darumba and Turuga. Over this side is Gamea Darawal, but we're all Yuin, from Mallacoot Inlet up to Sydney to the Great Dividing Range and down.
Our borders go from Crooked River near Gerringong to the Shoal Haven River, that's just here. Then over further from the ocean to the mountain just over here, Gambiwara, Fire Mountain, to the other side, to this river again. I acknowledge the elders past, present and future. I acknowledge everyone here, your people, your country.
The National Indigenous Fire Workshop began back in 2008, far away in Cape York Peninsula.
And there was only 30 local community members that came to that. And we did everything ourselves, you know, cook and even carted a little toilet and would dig holes for the toilets and stuff ourselves. And you know, we just did all that hard work and did it with very low budgets.
And the old fella said, old Dr. George said, we got to do this every year. And so from that, then he'd give us instructions every year about where a good place to have it would be and who should be there and who should be involved. And every year they've grown from those 30 people, and now here we are in New South Wales, first time out of Cape York, with 270 people on Yuin country. And it's really an amazing thing to see the power in that.
Those 270 people have come here to Yuin country from all over Australia to share knowledge about using fire to look after country.
Thank you. We'd just like to acknowledge the wonderful work that our young people have been doing in our community. We got our young fellas stepping up, embracing the cultural fire practice. They've been our strength in reviving our cultural knowledges.
Noel Webster set up the local Mudjing Gulbraga Fire Sticks team, part of the National Fire Sticks Alliance that advocates for cultural fire and land management practices.
I'm very proud to be standing here today and talking on country and embracing this wonderful opportunity we have for our young people to rub shoulders and share knowledge with people from around Australia as fire practitioners. It's a very special moment. It makes us very proud that we can welcome you to our country and to share that knowledge.
That knowledge goes back tens of thousands of years, the understanding that fire can make country and the creatures living on it healthy. In this podcast, you'll learn how fire is used in what's now called cultural or traditional burning. And you'll meet the people putting traditional knowledge and science together to better understand the importance of right country, right fire.
Of a strange vessel slowly making its way up the coast, the Yalanji had seen another strange vessel coming up Yukubacha, now the Annan River. And he told
the annual reenactment of Captain Cook's landing at Cooktown, far north Queensland. When Europeans first came here, they brought with them a profound fear of fire, born in the crowded cities of their homelands. So they were never at ease with the indigenous view of fire as a tool to be used carefully and in the right cultural context. Indigenous fire practice was discouraged, even prevented, but it never completely went away. Lately, all around Australia, it's making a comeback.
We do it for a bit of fuel reduction, but we also do it so the land can revive itself, and it basically cures itself with, if you do put a bit of fire on the ground in certain places, then it's like a medicine for earth.
Dean Freeman, Aboriginal Cultural Fire Officer with the ACT Parks and Conservation Service.
So you're getting rid of the dead stuff, the stuff that's, you know, slowing you down, and the stuff that's sort of pulling you back a little bit. So it's pretty similar in the environment. When you put a bit of fire on the ground, then that fire will go through and get the dead bits. It'll pick out the bits that are not too good or not alive. We basically let the fire do the work, and it heals itself as it's going through the land.
We'll hear more from Dean Freeman in a future episode of Right Country, Right Fire. Dean's work puts him right where contemporary fire management meets traditional fire practice. And as you'll see, that's an interesting place to be.
Cultural fire management means many things to many people.
Oliver Costello, the co-founder of the Fire Sticks Alliance, an Indigenous-led network that aims to reinvigorate cultural burning by facilitating cultural learning pathways to fire and land management.
To me, it's really about that process around how we understand the role of fire and its relationship to species and country. And so I always really think it's important to think about that, the story of that place and its relationship to fire. When you're thinking about how you're applying fire, it's really about what does that country need for it to be healthy so that those things that you value and also other people in your community value can be healthy and strong. So to me, it's a bit of a methodology around how we relate to each other and the land and just honouring the country and the ancestors, you know, and the fact that they worked this stuff out. We have the opportunity to recognise that they have that knowledge exists in the landscape, in people, and that we can learn from those.
And we'll hear more from Ollie Costello in a future episode of Right Country, Right Fire. So, how does it work? How and when can fire be good for country?
Pylon green.
We need one more truck.
Green in here.
Okay.
We're going bush into eucalyptus country in the hills above the Shoalhaven River. And to my eyes, this is a fine-looking bit of bush, gum trees all around. But look a bit closer, a bit deeper, through Indigenous eyes. Something's missing. Something needs fixing.
And so, you see what I mean? So we've got the tree, but we got no grass. And with gum tree, you got to have grass. You know, it's like barramundi and crocodiles. They go together, you know?
Victor Stephenson, reading the country and making it look easy. But Victor has spent decades learning from people who've kept this ancient knowledge, this skill, alive. What belongs here and what doesn't? What's missing and what do you do about it?
And so the gum tree is like that. It must have grass. And so for this very first one, it's going to be the hardest burn. Look at all this rubbish here. This isn't meant to be all leaf. Leaf litter comes from rainforest. Other countries, it's dry country that belongs to scrub turkey. And other different systems can have leaf. But gum trees got to have grass. And that's one thing that's all the way down the east coast that we find you got to have grass in there. So this has been sitting dormant. And a lot of country all over the east coast is like this. So every time you go to the gum country, it's the fire will behave differently to the sandwich country. So when we burn gum, that fire will be a bit higher and move along, you know. And then sandwich, the fire goes shh, real quick. Because only certain, the right vegetation, over thousands of years looking after country, that right vegetation holds the behaviour of the fire. But because we haven't got the right vegetation, we get the wrong fire. Even if you try burn at the right time.
You learn a lot in any encounter with Victor Stephenson, expert Indigenous fire practitioner and a central figure in the revival of traditional fire practice. Increasingly, Indigenous people are bringing contemporary scientific methods into their fire practice, and that science confirms the wisdom of the very old knowledge on which it's based.
And that's why that old knowledge and reading that trees and the grasses and all that bush tucker medicine knowledge and all that sort of knowledge, that is so important, because where the gum trees are or we up there, the bloodwood country, you know there's medicines there. So the trees tell us what should be living here. So that bush tucker knowledge and medicine knowledge is crucial, because it tells us what this country is supposed to look like.
We'll hear more from Victor Stephenson and the story of how two old fellas on Cape York Peninsula started a nationwide revival of traditional Indigenous fire practice next time on Right Country, Right Fire. This year's National Indigenous Fire Workshop 2019 is in the first week of June, hosted by the Yorta Yorta people near Barmer on the New South Wales-Victorian border. Go to firesticks.org.au for details and bookings. Right Country, Right Fire is a podcast by Firesticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, Moolong, and the Importance of Campfires, supported by Cape York Natural Resource Management. Find all our episodes wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find us at firesticks.org.au and capeyorknrm.com.au. I'm Richard Dinnan. Catch you next time on Right Country, Right Fire.